Hello there, you're listening to the Kingdom Living Podcast. If you're new here, we welcome you to the Kingdom Living Podcast and we're very happy to have you. And if you are here for the second time or you've been here several times, we are happy that you're continuing this journey with us. Today we continue with the Chosen Gen series. As you've heard, the very first episode with reconciliation again, and today we are honored to have a new guest that's going to be talking about how she reconciles people to God. You know, our verse is based on 2 Corinthians 5 verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And this is why we want to talk about this topic, reconciliation. How do we reconcile people to God? Which platforms are we using? How are we using our gifts? And today we have someone very special. I'm very honored to welcome her. She's going to present herself. Hi, Samuela.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for accepting our invitation. Please could you present yourself to our listeners before we dive into the conversation?
My name is Emmanuel Samuela, originally from Cameroon. I live in Canada right now, married after a beautiful kid. I work as a computer analyst and I also do content creation on the side. I'm someone who's been very creative, and I think that's one thing that guided me towards content creation, because I've always loved writing poems and, you know, making motivational videos to be able to reach to people's hearts, because I've always been interested about the human heart, like how we feel, who we are, and just our personality of all. Yes, really, that's what fuels me into making my videos and really trying to connect and try to understand people, getting them to live a better life. That's why I'm on this journey with God and how I really transitioned into fully making content for God.
Yeah.
So I guess that's
awesome, really. We will not talk much about when you give your life to Christ, but I think it's still very much important to know, have you always been in Christ, serving God, or was there a time where you felt, you know, far away from God, separated from God?
Yeah, I would say yes. Well, my parents, my family is Christian.
Mm.
So I've always grown in that atmosphere of going to church and praying. So I would say yes, I've been surrounded by the Christian faith, the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
But growing up, personally, I felt like I wasn't personal. Mm. Because I didn't have that relationship in a way that I feel like, no, God is by my side, where I can hear his voice, where I can feel him around me. So when I came to Canada in 2016, I still got open my eyes. Like, it's very monotonous. The same prayers, sing the same songs, do the same thing. And I was like, no, this cannot be what Christian life is about. Like, you can't just be like, you know, saying the same things, do the same things, and then you feel you're serving God. For me, it wasn't working. So I would say 2018, 2019, when I was finishing my school. Mm. I was even my sister that when I was transitioning into moving into my own place by myself. So there was this sense of, Sammy, who are you and what is your life about?
Mm.
So I was really searching for this personal relationship with Christ, and that was when I was like, you know what, I'm going to start all over again. I'm starting fresh. So I got baptized again.
This time
it was more conscious.
Yeah.
Because this is really me, like, knowing, okay, this is what I'm doing and this is God and I'm really choosing it. So I got baptized again. Started going to Église de Réveil.
Okay.
I would just say it's a revival church. I'll call it that way. Started going to revival church. And from then, 2019, I will tell you honestly, that was when I really took my work seriously, guys. And I started reading my Bible, really spending time, setting time aside for God, worshipping, praising. And I'm always someone who loves singing. So I integrated the choirs. I really engaged myself fully to know Christ and to really be in Him. So from 2019, that was really my year of revival and me really taking that conscious decision to follow Christ. And really, it's been a journey of knowing God, the ups and downs, but really just seeking into God's beauty.
Awesome, that's wonderful. Seeing you evolve in your walk with God. And, you know, definitely as you have been spending time in the Word, you may have come across the verse in 2 Corinthians 5:18, because even before that verse in 2 Corinthians 5:18, we have the verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, like, when we come to Christ, we are a new creature, all things are passed away, behold, and it, right? And then follows it the verse 18 that says that he calls us into the ministry of reconciliation. Now, looking at this word reconciliation, what do you understand by the ministry of reconciliation, and what does it mean that we are reconciled to God?
For me, being reconciled to God is to be made one with Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, when we are in sin, we are outside of God. Because God does not dwell in darkness, His life, His sovereignty. So for us to be reconciled to God, it's for us to strip ourselves off of the darkness of sin and come to Him. And by stripping ourselves off of sin, it's not necessarily, because it doesn't come instantly, and it's not like by your strength. I hear people saying, like, I have to stop doing this before I come to God. I'm like, no, go to God first, because He should feel it's normal or natural to be seen to God. The things that are in you that you don't even know, but only God can reveal them to you.
Amen.
And then take a conscious step to be like, okay, God, I'm coming. Show me, like, who am I? Talk to me. Then you, as you're praying, as you're fellowshipping, you find God stripping you off of things, revealing things to you.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much for that great explanation, indeed. And you know, when you were explaining what it means to you, I just remembered the verse in Genesis, like, you know, after Adam and Eve, they sinned and they fell. In the end, Adam and Eve, they hid themselves, right, from away from God. And God was saying, exactly, where are you?
Where,
you
are
know?
You?
So basically, it's not saying hide yourself because you're a sinner, but it is because in this very, you know, come to me and I will show you the things. And I love this explanation. Thank you so much. God really wants to forgive us. And you know, when God wants to forgive us, He's also using us. He's using, after we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we understand that we have been called as ambassadors, as ministers of reconciliation. Then, you know, there is a way to start. We have to move on. We have to say, okay, how do I do this now? For you, when was that the time you realized, hey, I have to start doing something for the kingdom of God?
Honestly, it was this year. I said, I've always made motivational videos and poems, poetry.
Yes.
I'm always trying to reach to someone's heart. So my poems will be about the games of love and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes I was Christ left and right, but it really wasn't my identity. I wanted people to know I was Christian, but I wasn't living as a Christian. I really didn't take on the role fully.
Yeah.
So it was really this year, because I always do this thing where each year, at least 2 or 3 times, I take some time apart just to really, it could be a month, sometimes it's just a week or two, where without social media, it's just me. I'm just reflecting on my life. I pray, and then I, especially when I feel something isn't right going on in my life, I really just need to step aside. So before my birthday this year, my birthday is on the 2nd of March, so I felt 2 weeks before, prior to my birthday, and I thought, okay, I usually do it before my birthday, sometimes it's even after, but it really depends, but at least 2-3 times per year, I just have this retreat I take. So 2 weeks before my birthday, I still took the time, and I was really okay. But I'm always praying about purpose, but at the end of the year, I always do what I want. I end up just doing what I want to do. I was just like, honestly, I'm serious. I really want. And it really makes us understand how prayer can be. It's a simple conversation, you know. It doesn't have to be complicated with big words.
Yeah.
It's just us talking to God about our frustrations or what we want and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was reading the Bible, praying, and just asking questions. And the same way we speak to God, God speaks to us. And I really heard it. You know when you're speaking to someone and an answer comes to you, that was like, you're making motivational video, but I'm not included in them. And I thought, and I was like, okay, wait, that's true. Because most of the times I was making those videos, I was really trying to look for creativity left and right, like, what will I speak about today? What will I say? And I found myself frustrated because I was liking ideas. I kept wondering, is it really what I'm supposed to do? Because I was like, the fact that I only put something in you, but you're using it without me. So it's obvious you're lacking, you know, the knowledge or the ideas, because I'm not included in it. And I thought, when I heard that, I smiled because it was so true.
Mm.
Honestly, when you put God in things, like, because He is God, He knows what you need to do, what you need to say. So if you simply just seek Him and ask Him, He'll guide you. He said, ask and shall receive, seek and shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. It's
Yeah. Amen.
So I heard that, I was like, okay, yeah, that's true. So I started just writing, okay, I'll keep writing, doing my motivational videos, but this time around,
yeah.
I speak about God, because my essence, I'm a child of God. I can't do what I'm doing without being a Christian and fully accepting or putting God in whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you're going to speak about God. And I was like, okay, God, since I'm going to start this whole journey with you, how should my content be? How should I start my videos? How should I start it? And I was the ideas were coming out. I was like, okay, you need to start with Dear Christians. And I was like, people will really say, Dear Christians, don't say that. I was like, Hi guys. I was like, no, Hi guys is too impersonal. Then I just said, child of God. I was like, oh, wow, this is good. Because no matter how I want to deny it, I'm a children of God. Even if we are in the darkness, conceived Himself from us, but we are still His children if we reconcile and ask for forgiveness. This is it. So I just really wrote my ideas that my girl was just like directing, say this. And I said, God, you know, I don't want to be opening my Bible, to be taking Bible verses and trying to put it into context. Just give me ideas.
Yes.
And sometimes, honestly, I'll be blushing and I'll get an idea. I'm like, well, okay, let's speak about being frustrated as a Christian. I'll speak about sin. Like, what does it mean, like, to sin and being shameful because we've sinned? And honestly, when you really just take the time to spend time with God, seek Him, He reveals Himself to you. He speaks to you. He makes things clear. So that was how I received it from God. And from my birthday, I just came on the very first day, hey guys, and on the dear child of God, you know you've spelled this word. And yeah, there's always, if we are honest as humans, even people who say they don't believe in God, they feel that void, that lack. That's why they try to fill it with alcohol and everything the world offers. But it's only God who can fill that void. So that was my very first video. And then from there, God has really just been guiding the rest of them. It was me really taking some time out and thank God. I really want to know, speak to me. And God is a good God. He doesn't want us to live aimlessly on earth. So He'll give us the answers. He'll answer us. He'll give us what we need. So that was how I really started. It was really easy birthday till today, honestly.
Wow, amen. Indeed, it was God-led. Because, as you just said, if it's our effort, you know, if it's us that do something and begin, then it will also take all our strength to keep it, right? But if it is God that says do it, then He's the one that is going to always provide the ideas, everything that we will need, right? And then, indeed, when I think about your platform, then I think about Dear Child of God. And definitely God wants us to recognize this. But there are different kind of children, you know. There are different kind of personalities. There are different kind of struggles we all go through. And the question is, are we all called to other children? You know, it's one person calls you other children. Do we feel assigned, you know, to a particular group of people? Do you maybe related to our past, the things that we experience? I'd like to know from you why you were listening to what God was saying, giving you ideas. Did He like say, hey, this is actually the person, or these are the people I am sending you out to reconcile them to me?
One of the things I felt I received that I should learn to do, I don't want to say misconceptions, but trying to meet and magnify God, because sometimes what I've always heard about people say about God is the fact that they see just this big being and are scared to go to Him. You know, it's almost as if God is just this angry person who is just swinging his left and right, destroying whatever. But there's just this idea of God that needs to be broken down. And my ministry is just to talk people's heart, just to make them realize that it's possible for you. Like, you don't need the glory of, you don't need something big
to
call God.
Amen.
Right? Because when we look at the church, there's a lot of shame, there's a lot of judging that happens. And a lot of Christians suffer in silence. A lot of Christians can come forward and speak about their frustrations, about how they feel, and what they are dealing with. Mm. So for me, I think I'm supposed to reach people who have these frustrations, who have these questions, but somehow feel scared to ask or feel scared to look up to someone or to see someone for me. That's why God's ministry, when we look at Jesus' ministry, he was always preaching about love. So love your neighbor as yourself. And why? When we look at Jesus was simply preaching love. He was healing. He didn't care whether you were carrying a sin for 1,000 years. He didn't care what you do. He was making us realize that don't judge someone when you know you're sinning. Just love them.
Yes.
If you know, just because someone is a thief and you're a liar doesn't mean you're better than him. Just because someone is a fornicator and maybe you're a slanderer doesn't mean you're better than him. Sometimes we're trying to put sins onto this one is bigger, this one is lower. Sin is a sin. I think I really just want to reach people and just let them know that it doesn't matter what you're carrying, it doesn't matter your sin, it doesn't matter who you are, where you're coming from. You're a child of God and you can go to him. You can approach him. Just because you've sinned doesn't mean he has put a wall. Ask for forgiveness and go to him. Like God is a God of love. His anger and justice, he makes them on the wicked. People who consciously do evil and have chosen the path of darkness. But he wouldn't exert his sword on the child or someone who is repentful enough. No, he's not going to do that. Those are the people I'm meant to minister. So like you said, there are a lot. Everyone has his own ministry.
Yeah.
And people here think about ministry. They think they have to be standing on a platform and become pastors. No. Your ministry could simply be you living as a wife in your home.
Yeah.
You're ministering to your husband and your kids.
Yes.
Simply doing your choices. Ministry in itself is about love. Preaching love and being lovable to others, because if they see that love in us, they will see Christ in us. And if they see Christ in us, then we've ministered to them, then it can be the necessary change in their lives. So
thank you so much. Yeah. No, that is powerful, because the point you just raised up towards the end as well, that God is indeed love, and many people do not feel they can be a child of God, you know, looking at what they're doing and so on. They just feel like, I can't call myself a child of God. But you are a child of God, and no matter what, nothing changes the fact that you are from him, you are of God. And God, is, as you mentioned, is a loving father, and he really, you know, he is love, and we can always come back to him and receive his love, receive his mercy. And yeah, thank you so much. When we continue to do this, we want to, you know, bring more people into God's kingdom. We want to reconcile more people to God. You said we can definitely reconcile our families already. We're starting there to God. And then we realize that sometimes it can be very challenging. You know, there are challenges we face while trying to reconcile our target group to God, even within the family. So how does the Holy Spirit help you and lead you when you face challenges?
I think one of the things that keeps me going is the fact that I remember God's promises. Like I always say, your emotions can be there to guide you, but they aren't the truth. They aren't something I have to stand upon and be like, just because I'm feeling this, I have to act on it. But when we read, because God, when he created us in his likeness and image, I think he also gave us tools to help us navigate through life. And the fact that when we read the Bible, we always see verses where God will say things like, do not fear, do not worry, don't be sad. Because he knows that because of our human nature, we'll have these feelings. But he's reminding us that I'm right here with you. So don't worry about it. Don't let those feelings consume you in such a way you forget I'm right here. So, like you said, I am frustrated, because sometimes, you know, you feel like maybe you're creating a video and has it touched someone? Is someone really seen to read? Like, you try to find your ways, you know, to make either make more videos or try to reach more people. And that frustration can keep growing, because you should maybe sometimes compare yourself to other creators. You know, they only have these big platforms. And you want to attain the same results.
Yeah.
But I'm always reminded that if God has called you to do something, then he's going to give you the capabilities to do so. And it's not going to be in your own time.
Yes.
You know, maybe you've started today and you want to, you know, have 10,000 followers in 3 months. But just because he's using you, he's also working in you.
Yeah.
And God knows that he doesn't want his fruits to fall on an unsustainable land. So know that the same way you're ministering is the same way that God is ministering to you. If he says that you're not producing the right fruits, that this now you're seeking more fame and glory instead of pushing people to focus on God, trying to bring people to you, he's going to block it at that point. It's going to stop because God does not want these people to be led by the wrong people.
Yeah.
Like he said, there'll be wolves in sheep's clothing. So the frustrations may come, the difficulties will come, but at the end of the day, I'm always checking my heart because the heart is the root of everything. I'm always checking my heart. And I'm like, when I feel like I'm trying to be glorified, let me take a step back because this is, we've seen it many times. People will come start off pure. And as soon as they reach the big platform, it's like they start diverging. And I'm always telling God, I don't want it. Even if it's just 1,000 followers and they are faithful,
yes,
and every single day I'm planting them, then it's, I don't want people to look at me and start saying, it's Sammy that's done it. The amazing stretches that I always like, thank God, glory to God.
Yeah.
And I always push them back to God because that's the key. I'm just a vessel. It's not about me. It's about God. So I always keep in mind his promises, even when I feel frustrated. I always say, my mind, don't worry. He's going to provide. Even if it's just a comment, he's touched that one person, and that's fine.
Yes.
So I just keep pushing on what he puts in me, and I keep working on myself. I always say this to people, no matter how you want to turn true, want to twist it, if we come to God and we're complaining, oh, my sister has hurt me, oh, there's this person, I cannot forgive them. God will always reveal things about our character.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, he wants us to change first.
Yeah.
Because we are the people who will bring the change around ourselves. The way God is teaching me right now, the lot of things is because this whole sense of complaining, God, I need this, or I want people to treat me like this. And God is like, but you're not even showing the example. What you're expecting from others, you don't have it in you. So why do you want them to give you something you don't have? And you can't even give them that very thing because you don't have it. So I'm always in my mind, like, God is always working on me. And I'm just like, God, I don't like this. Like, the other person's fault. Like, why do I have to apologize? And why do I have to be the one changing? But when we look at what God is doing, it's really beautiful. Because at the end of the day, when you see yourself, and you see the change that has happened to you, honestly, you're happy and you're grateful that God is really doing that work. So if someone is a content creator and he or she feels frustrated, remember the promises of God. If God has given you a platform or a seed or a talent,
yes,
he wants that you to use that talent, but for that talent to be used or multiplied in the right way, you always have to be connected to God. So always if you find yourself be conscious, just go back.
Such a great encouragement. We have been blessed by what you are producing out there. We didn't know you, but God definitely has ministered through you to us many times. And so I believe there are so many people that God is using you to minister to. So thank you so much for raising that. And as you also said, God is working through us, in us, and he wants to bring the best out of us. And why we create, why we work for him, why we try to reconcile others to Christ, to God, we need the Holy Spirit. You have already said the Holy Spirit helps you. But you know, there's a very important thing about the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So to round this conversation up, I will just quickly read Galatians 5 verse 22 to 23, where the fruits of the Holy Spirit is mentioned, like the fruits that we have and that God is cultivating in us. And I would like to know from you, which of these fruits are very useful for you? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Which of these fruits are important?
I always say love. Honestly, I say love.
Love.
When you have love, every other thing just follows. Every other thing just becomes complete.
Amen.
Because God says, even if you have faith, but you don't have love, mm. you have nothing.
Mm.
Because it's so powerful.
Amen.
It's, and unless you really experience that God's love, mm. when you look at your past, you know the kind of things you did. Mm. You know the kind of life you live.
Mm.
And when you see how, despite all of that, you have a God who is merciful, who has
Amen.
Kept you, brought you through all of that,
Amen.
To who you are today, conscious, giving your life to Christ, and you're living in His glory and mercy. Honestly, you can't help but want to reproduce what you receive. When you love is so healing.
Mm.
Love is so healing. When mm. you have love, you have this calmness in you.
Yes.
You have this peace in you,
mm.
this joy in you. Guys, if you can, cultivate the love of God.
While you were speaking, I just remembered the verse in 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 that says that, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal, right? Because in the end, it's not really about what we say, what we preach, it's about do we mm-hmm. love? Because God is love. Without God, we
yeah.
cannot love. And if we do not have love, we do not have God. We can preach as much as we
yeah.
want, but God is not
exactly.
there. So thank you so much for letting us
exactly.
know that this is what has been helping
yeah,
you and the fruit of love. And I pray yeah. that, yeah, God will continue to use you to reach out to many
Amen.
Souls out there, those souls that God wants to reconcile to Himself. And I know that God is definitely
Amen.
Going to do more. Any yeah. last word, any last thing you want to share?
It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done, or even
mm.
if right now you may still be living in a sin.
Mm.
If, like I said, the fact that, you know, sometimes it's in you, you feel shame or guilt, it means that the Holy Spirit is still working in you.
Amen.
You know, it means God is still urging you to change. He's still urging you to make a different choice.
Mm.
So instead of hiding, instead of wallowing in shame and pity, and
mm.
that is a sign for you to go to your Father, because He's still there, like, I'm right here, come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone struggling, for anyone in pain, for anyone not even having answers, or just not knowing where to start, it's not difficult. Sometimes we say it, like, just go to God, and we're like, what do you mean, just go to God?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an answer, man, just go to God. Because
yes.
it's really about you and God,
Amen.
And what He may be doing in my life. He will do something completely different in your life. That's why, yes, look at that fruit, but don't try to compare our lives with yours, because we have very different parts.
Mm-hmm.
And different ways in which God is going to use us. God loves you, ultimately. God loves you, and He wants you back into His arms. So, to not be scared. If you have no one to talk to, God is always there for you. To not be scared, like, go to Him. It's something simple as, God, I'm right here. I need you. Forgive me. A very simple prayer. God just wants the availability of your heart. He wants to have that place in your life. Now that is the wonders with you. So do not feel shame. Do not be overwhelmed. And no matter what life may be pushing at you,
mm.
God has an answer for
Amen.
It. And He will give you the love, security you need to
mm.
live this beautiful life.
Thank you. Also, thank you so much, Samuel. Thank you very much. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You. And yes, you're just listening to another episode of The Chosen Gen. We've been blessed today, and you've heard how God has been working through our sister, Samuela, and we know that He's still going to do more things. You've heard the impact of love, that it's so important. The fruit of love is important to continue to work for God, to reconcile others to God. So we urge you to allow God to cultivate this fruit in you. When He's dealing with you, just allow Him. He will bring out a marvelous work in the end. After every season of pruning. You have just listened to another episode of the Chosen Gen series, and we believe that you have been blessed. If you have been blessed, we encourage you to share this episode with your friends, your families, and your socials. Until next time.